Welcome or welcome back to this episode of Crime Cafe Podcast. I'm Amber.
I'm Coral.
And this week, we're going to be talking about the Bermuda Triangle.
Yes.
So this is a little different than our usual content.
Yes.
But it's something that we're very interested in.
Yes. You were so excited to freaking research this and cover it. Amber's been begging for literally months to cover this.
Yes.
So I normally don't look into conspiracy stuff because, one, it scares me, and two, I don't know. I go back and forth. Is it real? Is it not real? I'm hoping you prove it's real. Is it real?
I mean, there's a lot.
I don't get it.
There's a lot. It's weird, and sometimes, though, the thing is with conspiracies is someone mentions it. And that puts the idea in someone's head.
Yeah.
To be like, oh my gosh, I'm out here, Bermuda Triangle, what's happening?
I know.
I'm so scared.
I say I don't believe in conspiracies, but I'm not, like, just willing and ready to go through it.
Yeah.
You know, the Bermuda Triangle. I know. It's like, you know, just in case, I don't want to.
Yeah, and any conspiracy you can look into, a lot of times there's stuff that points both ways.
I know.
So,
like the lizard people.
No.
You know how they say that politicians are lizards?
Like Rh negative.
Okay, so let's go.
Well, before we get started though, let us know if you like this kind of content.
Yeah.
If you would like us to cover
mm-hmm.
maybe Mandela effects, because I love that too.
What is that?
It's called Mandela Effects because a lot of people remember Nelson Mandela dying a long time ago in prison, but then he really died in like 2012.
Oh my God.
And now there's a ton of...
I love that psychology stuff. Like when people, like when they say, when you realize that Martin Luther King Jr. and,
Anne Frank
are the same age.
Yes.
God, that's the last part of it, right? Yes.
Yeah, so there's a lot of crazy stuff with those. If you've never looked into it, actually look that up.
We're going to have to do that.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I've watched a lot of...
We'll do that in the future for sure.
Yeah, they're fun. Okay, so the Bermuda Triangle is a loosely defined region in the western part of the North Atlantic Ocean. So the three tips of the triangle are Florida, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico. And this has become a notorious part of the Atlantic Ocean. The triangle covers about 500,000 square miles.
Whoa.
And it's also known as the Devil's Triangle.
Why did I think that it was like 1 mile long? I thought the Bermuda Triangle... I hate myself.
It's
because
scary.
I didn't know it was a triangle between places. I thought it was a triangle. Like... Maybe I'll cut this part out.
It's big.
Okay. So it's between the countries or whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
So, the name itself may have come from its Bermuda point because of the island's dangerous reefs. Once known as the Isles of Devils, Bermuda is surrounded by reefs that have caused hundreds of shipwrecks.
Oh.
So then we have a kind of disclaimer. This is according to the U.S. Board of Geographic Names as well as other agencies. The area does not officially exist. It also is not included on any official map.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I understand why they don't include it on a map, because it's like just a conspiracy. But
yeah.
So yeah, that's the disclaimer.
Yeah.
The area of the Bermuda Triangle is one of the two places on Earth where the lines of True North and Magnetic North align. True North is the geographic location where the lines of longitude coverage in the north, which is the North Pole. Magnetic North is a point in northern Canada where the northern lines of attraction enter Earth. I'm not even going to pretend to know what that means, but we're just going to throw that out there for anybody that you know, could understand
I
that.
I think some people.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do.
I don't remember that.
I just don't know anything. A compass works because its magnetic needle is attracted by the magnetism of the Earth. When it points to the magnetic north, it is different from the geographic north. Okay. However, in a section of the Bermuda Triangle, a compass points to true north instead.
Yeah, so... Why? I mean, it's not really a conspiracy because that really happens.
I'm just waiting on something to be weird.
Stuff is...
The difference between the two readings is known as compass variation. Navigators must compensate for this error or they will go off course.
Yeah. So.
That's why people get lost.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the vicinity of the Bermuda Triangle is amongst the most heavily traveled shipping lanes in the world, with ships frequently crossing through it for ports in the Americas, Europe, and the Caribbean islands. Sorry. It's okay. Cruise ships and pleasure crafts regularly sail through the region, and commercial and private aircraft routinely fly over it. So, not only does the compass not work properly, it's very heavily traveled.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, there's going to be things happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You know how they say that... people die more of shark attacks than airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. If you're in something enough, then it's like we're rarely in airplanes.
Exactly.
And there's not a lot of us on airplanes. There's a lot of us in the ocean.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's why you're more likely. So, yeah, you're probably really likely to go missing considering there's a bunch of people.
Yeah.
That go through there. Some of these unusual events date back to 1492. Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue. When he sailed through the area on his first trip, he reported that a great flame of fire crashed into the sea one night. Many scholars believe that this was a sighting of a meteor falling. Columbus's writings also noted a strange light that appeared in the distance a few weeks later and erratic compass readings. The shallow areas of the sea with no land nearby confused Columbus and his crew as well. Some believe that Shakespeare's The Tempest was based on a real-life Bermuda Triangle shipwreck. This was first performed in 1611. The Tempest was.
So, the first reported story of a mysterious disappearance in the area appeared in a September 1950 article published in the Miami Herald by Edward Van Winkle Jones.
Love that name for him.
And then 2 years later, Fate magazine published Sea Mystery in Our Back Door, a short article by George Sand covering the loss of several planes and ships. One of these was the loss of Flight 19. Flight 19 was a group of 5 U.S. Navy Grumman TBM Avenger torpedo bombers on a training mission. This was the first article to lay out the area of the triangle where the losses took place. He was also the first to suggest a supernatural element in the Flight 19 loss. Flight 19 was covered again in the April 1962 issue of American Legion magazine. Author Alan W. Eckert wrote that the flight leader had been heard saying, "We are entering white water. Nothing seems right. We don't know where we are. The water is green, no white." He also wrote that officials at the Navy Board stated that the planes flew off to Mars.
Huh?
I don't know why someone said that.
I think people were on acid back then.
I don't know. I feel like they just want to say, like, outlandish things.
Yeah. So, why can't you just say what happened?
So you disregard.
Yeah.
I think they don't know what happened, so they say these crazy outlandish things, so people are like, What?
They're like, what happened? And they're like, they bang pound to the moon. I don't know what to tell you.
Flew off to Mars.
Flew off to Mars. Bye. They're like, oh, they did fly off to Mars? And they're like, no, we don't know. We don't know. We just said that. The term Bermuda Triangle was first used in 1964 by Vincent Gaddis in an article for Argosy magazine. In the article, which was later expanded and included in his book, Gaddis noted that the unexplainable disappearances of several ships and planes, or he noted all of them in his book. After National Geographic brought attention to Gaddis's book in 1967, many newspapers wrote articles about the incidents in the area. Nice.
And then in 1971, a documentary film called The Devil's Triangle was released. And a few years later, Charles Berlitz wrote a bestseller about the area, which popularized the belief in its existence. Since then, numerous books and films have been created about the mysterious area. Many planes, ships, and people that have vanished from the triangle have vanished in good weather and without sending out distress signals.
Right. And we're about to get into the well-known events, but this is basically just a telling of what led up to...
And I just feel like it doesn't have to be bad weather or anything because...
They just go missing.
If you don't know about your compass not reading right, then you don't know that you're lost because you think you're in the right area.
Yeah, I know.
But then you just randomly might run into the reefs outside of Bermuda. But they don't find shipwreckage a lot of times.
Yeah, exactly. If I had to guess, if I had to make an educated guess already without knowing the well-known events that we're about to learn about, I would guess that what happens is they get out there and they get confused. And they just keep going around and around and around, deeper into, like, out into the ocean. They never find land, and then they just die.
Who did you have for 12th grade English? Do you remember? Did y'all do presentations?
Yeah, I did mine on Jack the Ripper.
I did mine on the Bermuda Triangle.
A lot of people love to do that one.
I love it.
I mean, when I learned about it, when she talked about it a little bit, and when we listened to the presentations, I was under the impression that when I just thought, like, when you went into the triangle, you just poofed, vanished. I didn't know it was this detailed.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I see that.
It's interesting.
USS Cyclops is the first well-known event. In March 1918, with more than 300 men on board, the Navy cargo ship vanished somewhere between the Barbados and the Chesapeake Bay. Despite being equipped to do so, the Cyclops never sent out a distress signal and no wreckage was ever found. That is strange. How did they not send out a signal?
I don't know.
Flight 19 is the next one, which we talked about earlier. In December 1945, five U.S. Navy torpedo bombers carrying 14 men disappeared. The squadron, also known as Flight 19, took off from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to conduct practice bombing runs over nearby shoals. The flight leader's compass apparently malfunctioned soon into the flight, causing the squadron to get lost. After sending several distress messages, the aircraft and crew vanished.
So they did send distress signals.
Right. What do they mean vanished? Like, they can't find them.
They can't find them. They can't find wreckage. They can't find the people. You know, also Amelia Earhart. I mean, it's the same thing with her.
I know. Didn't she go missing?
Yes. She vanished.
Okay, but I have a question. Like, when they go vanished and they go looking for them, is it fair to say that they get lost looking for them and that's why they can't find them?
I mean, sometimes people do get lost looking for them.
That's what it is, I swear.
And I feel like a lot of times...
Oh, it says here, the same day another plane was sent to search for them, but it also disappeared.
Yeah. The same day another plane was sent to search for them, but it did also disappear. And then a Navy reporter later said it was as if they had flown off to Mars.
Yeah.
So the next one is the DC-3. which is a DC-3 plane carrying 27 passengers, disappeared near the end of a flight from San Juan, Puerto Rico to Miami on December 28, 1948. The pilot had told the repair crew that a landing gear warning light was malfunctioning and the aircraft batteries were discharged. However, he was unwilling to delay takeoff. Air traffic controllers in Miami heard transmissions from the flight, including a report that the plane was 50 miles south of Miami. After that report, the plane vanished and has never been found.
So 27 people just by.
Yep.
Okay. And yeah. We swim in the oceans, by mm-hmm. the way.
Yeah. So the next one is the SS Marine Sulfur Queen.
Oh my God, that's me.
Wait, what is that?
Sulfur Queen.
It is sulfur. That's mm-hmm. what I thought. Okay, that's gross. Okay. A tanker carrying molten sulfur.
Hot? Ew. I mean,
that's what it means.
So a tanker carrying a hot fart went over to...
with a crew of 39 people, disappeared off the southern coast of Florida in February of 1963. And according to the U.S. Coast Guard's investigation, the ship was in questionable condition.
Oh.
With common fires and a weak keel. Wreckage never found.
So they're going to send a big old thing of molten sulfur? Sorry, but that's like what I can't get past. Not the fact that they disappeared, but they sent...
But where's the molten sulfur at?
Well, obviously it
and these
dissolved.
39 people.
The fart exploded.
They're not finding anything. I'm so confused.
I know.
How can you not find anything?
And why would you send all those people in the Bermuda Triangle with a questionable ship?
Yeah, literally.
Airlift Wing Plane 680. In 1965, a crew from the Air Force Reserve Command's 440th Airlift Wing departed from Milwaukee to fly to Grand Turk Island in the Bahamas. Despite routine communication and no indication of trouble, the crew never reached its destination. Only a few scraps of debris were found, leaving no explanation of the disappearance. Sylvia L. Osa, a 590-foot cargo ship carrying iron ore and a crew of 37 people, disappeared in the area of the Bermuda Triangle in 1976. The Sylvia L. Osa had departed from Brazil to travel to Philadelphia. A Navy plane later recovered an overturned lifeboat from the ship 140 miles west of Bermuda. A life preserver with burn marks on it was also found. Honestly, I understand why people think that it's some sort of conspiracy. Okay? Like, it's weird that everybody gets lost. But let's be honest, humans are kind of dumb.
Yeah.
I think we get confused about the compass.
Yeah.
I think we do. I mean, we have to. That's why we can't find them. That's why we get lost. And that's why we get lost trying to find them.
Exactly.
It's like, there's your answer. Sorry to break everybody's hearts, but that's like how it is.
I'm just confused, though. Why, if we don't get lost, can we not find any... wreckage? Why does nothing wash up?
I know.
I mean,
to be honest though, there's so many things that are out there still in the ocean from like weird stuff that are just floating on by and nobody ever sees them. Like, have you ever heard of the like hundreds of rubber duckies in the ocean floating just on top of the water and only a few of them have come up, like come to shore? Like stuff like that. It's how do all these ships and planes go missing? But at the same time,
I just feel like,
well, for one, a plane would crash.
Yeah.
So it would probably sink.
Yeah.
Nothing of the Titanic has ever come to shore.
Which is odd.
I know.
Well, there, and we're going to talk about the theories next, and they have a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first one that we'll talk about is environmental factors. So the Gulf Stream found in this area can cause violent and unexpected storms. Water spouts or tornadoes at sea are common. Other possible environmental effects include underwater earthquakes or massive waves. The area is also home to some of the world's deepest trenches, possibly obscuring sunken ships and planes.
Like the Marianas Trench? Have you heard of that?
No.
They've never found the end. They've gone as deep as terrifying. They can. I know.
So, another popular one is human error. I mean,
yeah, like we just
humans make mistakes.
I know.
So whether it be the environmental effects or equipment malfunctions, the ocean can be hazardous to even experienced sailors. People can easily get off course or worse, completely vanish.
Yeah, exactly. So, being one of the most highly trafficked areas leads to more accidents and disappearances, like we said earlier. The Bermuda Triangle claimed more than 1,000 lives during the 20th century, which is a similar number to other areas of high water traffic.
And also, when you say, when people start talking about something a lot of people want to go.
I know, try it.
Let me see what that's all about.
Hexagonal clouds is also another theory. The image to the right. Someone copy and paste.
We'll have the image.
We're going to post an image of hexagonal clouds on our Instagram at Crime Cafe Pod. Some scientists believe powerful winds are located below these clouds, creating air bombs. These are blasts of air that would hit the ocean, creating waves of over 40 feet. God.
Another theory is methane hydrates. Methane hydrates. Underwater gas explosions caused by accidental drilling or underwater landslides could reduce the density of water, creating methane hydrates.
Wow.
Another theory is electronic fog, which is a grayish cloud.
I just imagine someone out there with a smoke machine.
A grayish cloud of electromagnetic fields forms above the ocean and can engulf a ship or plane. The fog then keeps moving with the vessel, causing the electronic systems and instruments to malfunction.
Right. So they're saying a cloud follows it until it dies?
I'm not saying I agree.
No, I know. But that's what they're saying.
Yes. I'm just saying this is what's out there.
Okay. So there's a paranormal theory, obviously. Some people attribute the disappearances to paranormal events such as alien abductions, UFOs. Others believe the area is a portal to other planets. Oh, yeah, I've heard that theory before.
Yeah, this is one of the most popular. Dimensions. Yes. This is one of the most popular theories.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. The next theory, this is also another most popular theory, is the lost city of Atlantis. So, it's thought that Atlantis was located under the triangle, and the crystals that powered the city create waves of energy that destroy the vessels above. The Navy and Coast Guard suggest that the combined forces of nature and human error are the cause of the unexplained disappearances, stating that all areas of the ocean can be a dangerous place.
Yes.
So
unknown.
Yeah.
What do you think it is? What was that?
Left stomach growling.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, if I'm being rational, human error is what I want to say.
I know. Isn't that sad?
I know.
I feel like we're just a speck in the universe and someone's looking at us laughing because we're all tiny and dumb.
I remember watching something about the Bermuda Triangle with my granny, and she lived in the area, and she said that she knows that they were probably in the Bermuda Triangle at some point, like when they would just go out on, they had a boat, and they would go out.
Oh, yeah.
But she said nothing weird ever happened.
Well, if you're off the coast of Florida, you're in it.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you go on a Caribbean cruise, you're in it. And
Fort Lauderdale.
Right. And so. I think because it's one of the most, if not the most, well-traveled areas of the world, then, And it's the ocean. It's unpredictable. It's not like driving through a highway.
I want to be rational, but I also want to think like, oh, aliens, or oh, Atlantis, or...
I know. You remember the movie Atlantis? The Disney movie?
Vaguely.
I love it.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's really good.
I love Hercules. That's totally off topic, I know, but I love it.
Me too. I love the baby Hercules.
Yes.
And the baby Pegasus, yeah. I feel like they have to go out there and just get lost. And I wish Amelia Earhart didn't get lost.
I feel like you could also wash up somewhere and be captured.
Yeah, yeah. The most recent disappearance was in January of this year.
Oh my gosh.
20 people were on board a boat. A 29-foot Mako Cuddy cabin boat left the Bahamas on Monday the 1st and were expected to arrive in Florida, but they never made it.
And you don't hear about this stuff.
Mm-mm. I know. I think people are kind of like, yeah, we get it. Bermuda Triangle, you're going to die. We get it. And they're just over it. So they just don't. And also, I think this is part of the Mandela effect. Because you think the Bermuda Triangle was forever ago, but it's still happening.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And there was one in 2015. Like, it's just, they're so recent. It's like disturbing to me mentally. It's like, where are they? But I wonder how many ships and stuff go through there. A lot.
I don't know. A lot, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go the bullshit and banter.
Okay.
I went to my nephew's birthday party. It was so freaking fun. I loved it. It was Fortnite themed. And he also shared it with his cousin. And her part was My Little Pony. Aww. It was so fun. Him and my sister-in-law and brother-in-law, they live in Louisiana. That's who I visited. I talked about it a couple months ago. And actually, they're supposed to be moving back up, and that's really exciting. So, I'm looking forward to that. And
when do they?
Supposed to be up here in August. So, we'll see how that goes. Also, did you freaking hear? This is an emergency. Good Girls is canceled.
Why?
I don't know. It's so good.
It is.
So, like, usually when a show is canceled, sometimes Netflix or Hulu picks it up. It's not being picked up.
I'm surprised by that because...
I know.
I feel like it's really popular.
I know. It is. Well, maybe it's not, like, terribly popular. I don't get it, though. Like, shouldn't it be?
If you haven't seen it, though, do give it a watch. It's really good. Yes,
it is good. It is, like, underwhelmingly, like, unwatched. It's underrated. Also, Virgin River is coming back July 9th. Have you seen that?
No.
It's so good.
How many seasons?
3, I think.
Yes. Have you seen Lego Master ever?
Mm-mm.
That's like a, I don't know, it was suggested on Hulu and we've started watching and it's really interesting. They like built a bridge. I think like 2 teams built a bridge.
I love that.
Of Legos that held 1,000 pounds.
In the Bermuda Triangle? And it's amazing. The Legos went missing. Do you have anything for this segment?
No.
I don't have really literally anything to talk about.
We don't really do much.
I know. Like, oh, no, I can't talk about that. Okay, so anyway, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and whatever else. Facebook.
Or email us at crimecafepod@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us case suggestions, stories, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah, rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah.
If you want some merch, if you want to support the show through Monty, Cash Money, you can do that through the merch link. I wish we could say we had a Patreon, but we don't have a Patreon. We're not at the point to where we could. But if you buy enough merch, I'll be able to quit my job so that we can have a Patreon.
Yes.
I'm leaving that up to you. Not really, but seriously. So
we hope you liked this episode.
Yes. If you didn't, I'm sorry.
Yes.
If you don't like us at all, I'm sorry.
But you can hear us next Monday.
And we'll do that next Monday. So that's that on that. Bye.